Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Excellent job. Excellent job. Good morning, Chris Arnold. I'm Sean Sharif. We got Pepe firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. This is DFW Sports Station and your home of the Dallas Cowboys. The show in review on New Year's Eve. Part one coming up at 6:40 as Bobby has put in all the legwork to relive all the hilarity and the embarrassment of the morning show. 6:40, Jerry Jones live at 8:30 here on 105.3 The Fan. Nice job by the Cowboys media yesterday. I'm very jealous. They stole my big question I was planning for Friday in asking Mike McCarthy at 6:30 on this program, Coach, do you actually... It is amazing how this narrative and storyline is flipped. It's mind-blowing, really. It shows the power of the media and how people can be influenced, really. Mm-hmm. We have gone from Mike McCarthy, total lack of inspiration and excitement after you brought him back after the Packers loss, to dead man walking. Then I think it really started with Jerry Jones on this show being asked, is it crazy that Mike would come back? And he goes, no, it's not crazy. Then you get all the players supporting and different broadcasters. Then you get the rumors of the Saints and the Jets and other teams maybe being interested in talking to McCarthy. And now it has gone all the way to asking Mike. And I respect and love the question. Smart question. But now we've gotten to the point of asking whether Mike would take us back. Mind-blowing.
It's
incredible.
This is this is what happens when you get a good media campaign. And he's used it effectively before.
What has he done effective with the media campaign before the agent put it out there that the other teams were interested?
He got a job in Dallas. I mean, that media campaign, he was considered untouchable after Aaron Rodgers drove him off in Green Bay. And the reflective period where he got a long form piece done with Peter King and then another one with Tom Pelissero talking about all the work he had done, that absolutely, I think, got him back in the coaching circuit. And so he's used it effectively before.
But I meant in contributing to this recent run of Mike coming back. Did he do anything else PR-wise?
No, I don't think so. More just he's used it effectively throughout his career. Not so much right now. This is just, again, my sense of it is, or my gut feeling, I guess, is that you're starting to hear this because I think he's just been concerned about, I want to be back. I think that he gets a sense he's back now. So now he's trying to leverage. He wants the play calling. And so he's trying to find leverage points.
Well, McCarthy yesterday addressed it, but didn't answer whether he wants to still be the Cowboys coach.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Todd, is, and I do appreciate you the opportunity to speak on it, but, you know, I've answered this question the same forever, how many months now. So I think the focus, you know, I need to make sure I'm doing exactly what I'm asking everybody else to do. So we need to finish the race. It's been a challenging year based on our contract situation for the coaches. I mean, it's stating the obvious, but, you know, we'll have time to talk about that next week.
Number one, perfect team PR answer. Hey, I don't want other guys to be focused on their stuff. We're a team. We're a collective unit. Let's finish the job. And then we'll go ahead and address our own situations. That's number one. But my first question, Bobby, in listening and reading this was, why didn't Mike just say, yes, of course, I'd love to be back? Do you think that speaks to your leverage point of creating some fear in the front office, some fear to the Joneses of, I just want you to be on your tiptoes here just to know I have options too? Or was it just, I got to answer this as a team first person? Why not just be like, because it wouldn't have been harmful or selfish to say, well, look, of course, like, I love it here. I love these guys. I love the city. My family loves it here. Like, of course, I would want to continue to be the Cowboys coach. Why not just answer it that way?
I think he has seen from his own players what's suggesting, yeah, you know, whatever the future holds, maybe that's not here. I think he's seen what that's done in negotiations for them. And if he's just now, all right, I'm past the idea of Do I have the opportunity to come back? Yes, that's on the table. Now I know that that's it. Maybe I wouldn't have made this play and jeopardized things if I'm just trying to make sure I have a job. But if I know I've got a job and I want it on my terms, well, now I'll be a little more free with, okay, I can more comfortably toss out a threat here because I'm not in a position necessarily to toss out a threat before because they don't even know if they want me back. And so I do think that this coming out the time that it did is a decent indicator that he feels, at least, even if it hasn't been said to him or anything else, he at least feels like he's going to be coming back and that they want him back. But it
sounded like he was happy that Archer asked the question too.
Which he is. That was the thing that was funny. I don't think he has ever appreciated the chance to speak on his job status. I don't think he has ever met the question that way. Chef's kiss. Great job. Very coordinated media campaign here. Honestly, he's doing a good job.
Yes.
Playing the game. He's needed to play the game more during his 5 years here in Dallas, and he doesn't. And so I respect it. But I mean, this definitely feels like part of the game. It doesn't feel like any sort of genuine question. But I mean, Jerry plays the game pretty well too. So I'll be interested to see how he answers it at 8:30 today.
Stephen Jones yesterday making a lot of headlines on the KMC Masterpiece. It was Will Chambers and Mike Bassick in for Kevin and Corey. And Stephen touched on McCarthy's performance.
I think Mike's done a great job considering the challenges that we've had. And Mike Zimmer the same way. I mean, it's been a new group out there, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's a combination of cornerbacks, whether it's the D-line. Different group of receivers moving in and out of there. I think Mike's done a good job of getting the guys prepared. You know, again, I thought we started off the game against Philly, and really strong. We were moving the ball, sustaining drives, and, doing a good job on the defensive side of the ball as well, containing Barkley. Hats off, by the way, to Saquon. I mean, what a year he's had. It's rare that you see that happen. You know, back going for 2,000 yards, and certainly he's had a hell of a year. So hats off to him. But I thought early on we played well, and then as I said, we just we made too many mistakes to beat a really good football team.
What does Steven think of the multiple reports? Adam Schefter, Jay Glazer, who when Glazer goes out to practice in California, heads right on up to that booth upstairs, the tower, to watch practice with the Joneses. What does Steven think of the insider reporting that other teams are interested in Mike?
He doesn't surprise me a bit. I mean, Mike's an established head coach in this league. He's won Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl championship. He's been to multiple championship games. Obviously we had a tough start with the COVID year that everybody was trying to get their hands around, and followed that up with 3-12. Win seasons, and then of course we've had this year, but this year's been a challenge for the obvious reasons with injuries. So that doesn't surprise me a bit. I mean, Mike's an established coach in this league who consistently has success, and unfortunately we've just had a tough year this year, but it doesn't surprise me a bit there'd be interest in Mike McCarthy.
Does it play a role in anything on determining whether or not you would like to bring him back?
Like you said, we'll address all this after the Commanders game.
I my impression, my takeaway from that answer is, and I might be overthinking this. You might be telling me in a sec that I'm overthinking this, but they're so good in general, the Joneses, at knowing how to choose what they want to say. Do you think that was a total stumble? If McCarthy's trying to leverage them a little bit, do you think it's a total stumble at all for Steven to start saying, he's won Super Bowls, a Super Bowl?
What are you trying to look into that?
Just slightly poking at the, you were supposed to have a lot of success. Super Bowls? A Super Bowl.
No, I think that's a Bobby Orr.
I think it probably is, but it still made me laugh that he had to correct it.
Let me nerd out for a second.
Okay.
This is a really nerdy broadcasting thing that just popped into my head. How do you play this if you're Glazer? Jay Glazer's tight with the front office here. Jay Glazer's tight with McCarthy. They all exchange information for favors, right? That's what Florio accused Adam Schefter of. So Glazer, we think, does McCarthy the favor of putting out the report that the other teams are interested. What happens when Steven calls Jay and says, all right, what's the deal? What does Jay say to Steven if he's trying to do the favor for Mike? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Because like, it's like,
where does your loyalty lie?
Where does your loyalty lie?
I think you probably give morsels to both, but you don't give them the full picture. A lot of times I think that...
So you be Glazer, I'll be Steven. Okay. Hey, I saw this report.
Okay, go ahead.
Get up off your knees. The first time I've ever said that. Get off your knees. Don't be Jay Glazer right there.
I had to cut my half and or my height in half.
Hey, what's really good? What's the real interest here? You doing the agent? You doing Mike and the agent a favor?
I mean, I don't know what Mike thinks. I know there are people around the league who want to talk to him though. You know, and so, I mean, I'm sure Mike would, at the very least, just as a courtesy, Mike might talk to him. He just doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to disrespect him. But yeah, there are teams who are interested in him.
Okay, because now you're creating a little unwelcome urgency for me. You are making me, you're putting me on my, you're putting me on pins and needles a little bit here and thinking that there's a threat. So I just want you to know that that's the way I'm feeling based off your report and this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know about Mike specifically. You know, he's obviously locked in with the season right now. We've talked a little bit, but he's kind of shut all that down. But yeah, I mean, there are teams who at the very least would be interested in him.
Okay.
I want them to name.
You're gonna
these
be
teams,
watching practice down there on the side. What do you mean? He just named the teams. He named New Orleans. He named
as like they pointed the way those teams have been referenced. They've been referenced as here are teams with openings where he was interviewed with the Jets last time and he used to work in New Orleans. Maybe those would make sense. It was said like that, but nobody has actually said this team is interested in talking to him.
When and do the other teams refute the report for their fan base purposes? If I'm a Saints fan, right, if I feel like it's an uninspiring hire, if I'm a Jets fan, I'm on Reddit. I'm on the Ask Reddit today, 740. I'm on message boards, and I'm going crazy saying, are you a stupid front office? Are you dumb? Bring in someone new. Bring in someone fresh. Bring in someone young. I wonder if any of those teams leak to a reporter. There's no truth to that. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know how Brick Johnson feels about Mike McCarthy. If young Brick likes him, then I mean, look.
Do they have legends mode on Madden that he could play with the Aaron Rodgers Packers and be like, Dad,
yeah,
Dad, this is it.
The Jets did just interview Ron Rivera yesterday. They might not have an issue with that. Maybe they want somebody who's been around the block a little bit.
They want to fulfill the Rooney Rule.
I mean, there is that too. They did interview McCarthy last time around, and so it's totally possible that he could be in the mix there again. But
I love breaking this stuff down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think a team would outright refute.
You think there's you don't think they would outright refute it?
No. Even if it wasn't true necessarily, I think a lot of teams recognize it's the game. Yeah, it's the game where like they're trying to leverage a position where people do it to the Cowboys all the time. Talk about, there's interest there. Oh, we have to, and the Cowboys don't bother to shoot it down. They're just like, all right, they're trying to get their money.
It is about to be 2025, and a lot of people and a lot of shows are going to do their look back and review. RJ wanted early access to this yesterday on the group messages. The highs, the lows, and everything in between of the morning show, the 2024 blooper reel, part one, next on Sean and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan.